Welcome back to Purim Drashos of the Amorayim. Today is the last shiur of the series, the 18th drash of the Gemara. I wanted to record it on Tanis Esther and didn't have time, and then I was going to record it Purim and then didn't have time, and then Shushan Purim and didn't quite get there. So here we are, Motzai Shushan Purim, but I could not do the last drasha. So the last drasha is that of Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya Amar Mehacha. Rabbi Chiya would start off his drasha from here, the following pasuk: V'haya kasher dimisi la'asos lahem eseh lachem. Hashem says that it will be that which I was going to do to them, I'm going to do to you. Now this is actually a follow-up. It's the next pasuk from the previous drasha, the 17th drasha, that of Rabbi Levi, where he says, "Vimlo sarishu es yoshvei aretz," if you don't drive out the inhabitants of the land, this will happen to you. And we explained the other day in that drasha, in the 17th drasha, that it's talking about not driving out the Canaanim when appropriate, and Rashi says even more, Shaul in Shmuel, not defeating Amalek, and seeing the Purim story as a response to the lack of driving out Amalek and actually wiping out Amalek, and that's everything that happens. And then so Rav Chiya seems to be just saying, you know, the next pasuk in the Chumash, that just as, so if you don't drive out the Canaanim, then what Hashem was going to do to them, Hashem would do to you. So what's the difference? What is Rav Chiya really adding to beyond Rav Levi? Rashi just says, Af elu Rashi on in Asalachim, he says, Af elu kemat kalu, that the Jewish people also, they were kemat completely destroyed. There was this threat of complete annihilation of the Jewish people because of what they didn't do previously to the Canaanim and to Amalek. So what was going to happen to their enemies almost happened to them, but it didn't. And what this could be saying a little bit more than what Rav Levi was saying. Rav Levi might be teaching us the idea of what we know as Vina Hafachu, that There's a balance in this world, and there's a balance of good and evil that will take place in this world, and the good will take place for the good people, and the bad for the bad people. But if the good people, or the people who are supposed to be the good people, Klal Yisrael, turn into the bad people, then they're going to experience that negativity. And Hashem has that balance, and he'll just flip things over, turn things over, v'nahafahu. So Klal Yisrael should have been the ones to, you know, live in Eretz Yisrael and drive out the evil people, the people who lived lives of abominations and who lived lives of you know, child sacrifice and all their avodah zarah, and they're supposed to drive them out of Eretz Yisrael and live in Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't fully do that, and when they were living in Eretz Yisrael, they weren't living a life of Avodas Hashem, so they were sent out of the country, and they were exiled. And then even there, they weren't living up to standards of Torah Mitzvot, so they were going to get that complete destruction that they had coming to them. And so it's that right there was v'nahafachu of what it was supposed to be. The Klal Yisrael were supposed to be in the driver's seat of the world in Eretz Yisrael running the show, and now they were experiencing the exact opposite. But then, of course, again, after the tshuva is done, after the fasting, after the recognition of their Yeshua coming from Hashem, then v'nahafachu again, and everything completely turned upside down, back or on the road to back the way it was supposed to be. And that the very day that was decreed for destruction of the Jewish people was actually a day that was used in a destruction of their enemies. And the very gallows that were used to hang Mordechai. So Haman was hanged on those gallows. And the exact opposite, v'nahafachu, again, of what was expected to be. And this is what Rav Chiya seems to say is the theme of Purim. Of course, everything that Rav Levi said, but even more, that there is a vina hafachu. And as the Gemara darshins later on, in the Agados, it says that Haman is talking to his family. I mean, it's quoting explicit psukim in the Megillah, but Haman is after he's humiliated, embarrassed, you know, Eva v'chafwe rosh, after leaving Mordechai, on the horse in the royal clothing, and he speaks to his family, and his family tells him, "Listen, the way if you're messing with the Jews, and right now the Jews are on the way up, because when the Jews are low, you don't get lower, but when the Jews are high, you don't get higher." And they say that right now, if Mordechai is on the up and you're on the down, that means that you're completely finished. And that, I think, is what Rav Chiya is telling us. The Nahafahu is something that applies to the life of the Jewish people, and that they're always going to be the center of attention for l'tov l'ra, for better or for worse. And when it's bad, it's bad, and it's horrible, and it's unimaginable. And when it's good, it's the most incredible thing. And Purim is hopefully supposed to inspire us to believe in that reality and believe in that v'nahafachu, and take us to the ultimate redemption, where we are back in Eretz Yisrael, back with the Beis HaMikdash, which happens very shortly after the Purim story. We return. Unfortunately, we weren't able to have that stronghold for too long. We didn't have the second Beis HaMikdash. I mean, we had it for 420 years, but the world wasn't brought to its perfection, and not all of Klal Yisrael was there, and it wasn't in its former glory. So Nirtz Hashem, we'll have that opportunity very soon to join together in Yerushalayim for the rebuilding of the third Beis HaMikdash, and Bi'el Galus HaTzedek, M'heir B'Yameinu.